Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined as always in studio here in Scottsdale, AZ by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
Good day, my friend.
Good. We got a super special guest, dropped in on a drone from Amazon. came in, the man, the myth, the legend, Todd Durkin's in the house. What's up, Todd?
Man, it is awesome to be here.
Yeah, yeah. This I saw you fly in the Amazon drone. So you're in town, quick flight from San Diego.
Yep.
What are you doing in town?
To see you.
That's right.
To be on the podcast.
Flew in specifically.
For the podcast.
Perfect.
But no, I'm actually going to a franchise conference event here in Phoenix.
Perfect.
Next couple of days. And I was like, hey, we're going to be in Phoenix talking to Travis Barnes, my business partner. Like, we got to go see Lyons.
Let's go. There you go. We're here.
So we want to come on over and see the shop and see you. And it's great to be here.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is I've been to your place a couple times. I popped in. Yeah. One day I was just in, and I think you had me on like a Facebook Live or whatever.
Man, I can't remember all we've done. I blocked out certain yeah.
I don't blame
you. We need to do more.
Yeah. And I just saw you, I guess I saw you last year in Providence. Perform better. I finally got the tap on the shoulder last year to kind of join you. Yeah. So for those of you guys who don't know, I've been following Todd for, gosh, it feels like at least a decade. One of the best speakers, presenters on the Perform Better Summit track lesson deal. Coaches, has his own gym. Now he's got a new deal we're going to share with everybody. But if there's like three people that haven't heard of you, Todd, why don't you give everybody like two-second background?
Well, thank you, Tim. I've been in the coaching field for 25-plus years, yeah. And it was kind of a mistake of how I got in this industry, honestly. I grew up back on the East Coast in Jersey. I played football. I went overseas after college. I wanted to be an NFL quarterback, but I took the circuitous route to do that. I went over and played in NFL Europe. I blew up my back, 3 herniated discs, spinal stenosis, degenerative back disease, left me motionless on a football field in France. And I went down this route to heal my back pain. And eventually I was able to do that without surgery. I was just 25 years old. But that path afterwards led me in a direction to ultimately open my own gym. I already had my degree in kinesiology, I had massage therapy background, strength and conditioning. I loved health and fitness, but I had the piece of paper with the plus and the minus. Like, if I go into chiropractic, I can do this. If I go physical therapy, right, yeah. All of these. If I become a teacher and a coach, I love football. If I just go into coaching, which I had a great mentor coach. But ultimately, I met this entertainer named Michael King, King World Productions. They produced at the time Wheel of Fortune and yeah. Jeopardy, and then this show called Oprah Winfrey.
Like, small show.
It's a little one.
It's a little one, yeah. So I started training Michael and was doing his body work and massage therapy, and he's like, what are you doing going to Auburn, Alabama for grad school? You need to come to Malibu, California. And I know everyone out in L.A., this is where it all starts. Well, lo and behold, I did not go to Auburn. I went out west and lived in Malibu, but I don't know if you've ever been a place in your life where everything is really good, but you know, in your heart of hearts, like, this isn't where I'm supposed to be. And I was 27 and I was like, this isn't where I'm supposed to be. And on the outside, I had it all because I was making good money. I was living the life in LA, but it was just it wasn't my cup of tea. So my beat up old car would have never made it back to New Jersey where I'm from. So I was like, I'll just go to San Diego to grad school. And yeah. I got a GA job teaching weight training and racquetball. And right next to me was this step aerobics class. And I was checking out the instructor. And I eventually like
bring it in.
Long story short, that was my future wife. So Melanie and I have been married almost 25 years now. And, we got rooted there because I got offered a strength and conditioning position full time in a college. I turned it down because she got offered a college professorship at the same week I was. And I opened a gym year 2000. And the rest is history because I had no clients, no money, no business plan. I'm like, let's try this fitness thing. In year 2000, there weren't like studios.
No.
It was all large box
gyms. Yeah, big box gyms, sure.
Right. And that was the start.
Yeah, and boutique fitness.
Yep.
And so what school in San Diego? University of San Diego?
San Diego State.
The Aztecs.
Aztecs.
And you went to William & Mary?
Correct.
Yeah.
Good memory.
I see you posting about it stuff.
Tribeland, yeah. I grew up in New Jersey, youngest of eight kids, and then went down. We didn't have much money, so I got a football scholarship to William & Mary. Yeah. Had a great experience there, and then overseas.
Sweet. Did not know. So I had learned something today. I didn't know that. So it's Fitness Quest 10. It's 2000. You work with this guy, was it Michael King?
Yeah.
He kind of got you on your start. But, you know, I know you from all the athletes you train, all these high-profile NFL guys. You know, Drew Brees is one of them, LaDainian Tomlinson. I'm sure there's like 50 other guys. How did that all come to be? Because, you know, a gym owner, not me personally, but like a lot of gym owners, that's like the dream, right? Mm. And you'd probably say, hey, that's not what it's all cracked up to be, I would imagine. I'm guessing there's that other half of the story, but like how did Drew Brees just walk in one day? How did that happen?
Well, everything started with a broken massage table and a treatment. I was working with this guy named Vaughn Parker. Vaughn Parker was the wife of someone doing Pilates at the studio because my wife also taught Pilates. And she said, hey, my husband's got a bad back. Can you work with him? I'm like, of course, absolutely, I would love to. I didn't know her husband was a left tackle for the San Diego Chargers, 2003. This behemoth of a man, 6'6", 320 pounds, walked through the door. I'm like, who is this? This dude's jacked. He's massive.
Yeah.
And I had been wanting to work with athletes, but I hadn't been able to crack the code. And next thing I know, I get Vaughn Parker on my table, and I'm doing Rolfing and structural integration. That's part of my bodywork background. And I got my elbow in his hips, and he's like, oh, my God, that's unbelievable. That feels great. Stay there. Go deeper. So I'm going deeper, and I'm hearing this splintering. I'm like, man, I've never heard a back like this. This is crazy. He's like, oh, that's awesome. So I'm like holding the table, driving my elbow into his glute, and he's like, that's great. Next thing I know, it's getting louder and louder. The table broke in half.
I bet it did.
Like when I say broke in half, the table snapped. He's now on the ground. This is the first athlete I've ever worked with.
Oh,
he's on the ground and he's looking up at me. I see the whites of his eyes like, what was that? So here's the funny thing. I'm 15, 20 minutes into my session. I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I had just watched, I'm going to show my age. I just watched a VHS tape. All on Thai massage. So I'm like, I'm going to break out my Thai massage. I take off my shoes, 100%. Yeah. I take off my shoes. Next thing you know, I'm walking on this guy's back. I've got my heel in this piriformis and glute. And he's like, this is amazing. How long have you been doing this? I'm like, a long time. Like never done it.
20 minutes.
Like literally, I get done. I'm sweating. He's like, TD, like that was the most amazing session. Like we need to do more of this. I'm like, let me know. And I think my intention during that session, because I had never done it, I was so focused. I remember having my eyes closed of just trying to like literally feel the soft tissue. And I can remember it like it was yesterday. He got done. He said, hey, I'm very close with the athletic trainer. Would you be interested in coming down to the locker room and team room on Mondays after the game and doing this? Because I know James would love to have you in. I'm like, absolutely.
Sure.
It's there that I met Drew Brees and LaDainian Tomlinson. And they said, hey, I hear you do this thing called functional training. This was LaDainian. Can I look you up after this season and come train with you? I'm like, absolutely. I'm like, dude, LT wants to train with me. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The day after the season ended, and then on Sunday, Monday, he called me. He's like, I'm ready. I'm like,
let's go.
Ready. So I'm like, what am I going to do with this guy? Like, I've never trained an elite pro athlete. Like, what am I going to do? He comes up on Tuesday. The NFL season just ended 2 days ago. He comes up, and we had a light bulb moment. I asked him to take his shoes off, do a balance touch test. He does 22 on one side, 33 on the other side. And I'm like, LT, think about this. If I'm a D coordinator and I'm going against you and I know that you always love to cut one way, and I know that, I'm going to tell my guy, take away cutting to his right, and we're going to make you to go left because you're not as good left. You're not going to get the same. I saw that light bulb moment go off in his eyes, and for the next 9 years, man.
Wow.
We grinded.
That's fantastic,
we grinded.
Man. We grinded. It all started with a client referral to a broken table. That's a great story. Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. And figure it out when something goes wrong.
Yeah, but yeah. Yeah, you could have been like, all right, well, I can't train you anymore.
I don't have a table.
He's like, I got this VHS. Now, hold on, let me
I should have had a TV and watching it up in the corner. But it just one thing led to the next because LaDainian then told Drew, hey, Drew, that guy TD, like, you need to come up here and work. 3 weeks later, Drew's working with me.
Yeah.
And 23 years later now, I'm still working with Drew. And it's amazing. You know, we've got current NFL players, Jordan Love, Brett Rippon. I mean, we got a great group of guys. And I love it, man. I love still being in the trenches. That's to me when, like, nothing else matters when I'm training guys.
That's your zone of genius. I mean, that's how you came up. Your whole background's that. You know, you hear horror stories. Not a horror story, but, like, you hear, man, it's not all it's cracked out to be, right? I'm working with these pro guys, but, man, I'm on there, you know, they call me 24-7. I'm over there working on them at 3 in the morning. Is that true? Is that kind of how it happens? Or, I mean, probably not now, but back in the day, they probably ran you ragged.
I have been blessed. I've worked with hundreds of pro athletes, both on the NFL and Major League Baseball side, and certainly the UFC. I've been blessed, man. I have a few crazy stories, but it's very, very small. Okay. And the ones that were crazy didn't last with me.
Yeah, makes sense.
Right? So most of my clients I've had for years and years, including after their NFL career. Like Drew, he's been done now. He's going to be inducted in the Hall of Fame next year. I still train him when he's in town several times a week.
Very cool.
So it goes beyond just the training. The crazy stories that are out there, like, I was one that I never want to kiss people's butt and tell them how good they are. Mm-hmm. I want to find out, like, where you're not good and what can we do to get better, because we're always looking for ways to improve. And I think they probably appreciate that because they're in a world where everyone kisses their backside. Yeah, and that wasn't my role. Like, I'm an athlete, I'm a coach, and I want to find ways, how do we get better? Not just, hey, this is where you're doing good, great, let's do it. But hey, what about, like, your rotation for a quarterback? Obviously, rotational strength and power is important. Are we balanced on both sides? Are we getting maximum strength and explosion from our lower body? Are we sequencing our body correctly? When we look at film and analysis and we look at from the ground up, all the way from feet to fingertips, what is that like? Like, I like to go into that level of depth with them and really point out, here's how we get better. Now let's train that way. And making sure that you're also connecting with them on all aspects of life, not just football or baseball or fighting, like life. Because many people see these guys on TV. Many of them have wives or kids or stresses on the outside because all their homeboys are holding on to them, and they can't, like, they need a mentor. They need people or a friend that they can talk real with. And I've always been that way, and my role has grown with those both the past clients and the present ones as well.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients,
have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Yeah. You know, I think that there's a similarity. We had a, you probably know, Tim Grover.
Sure.
Tim Grover on our stage at one of our growth summits. And he just talked about how he took a shot, right? And he sent a bunch of letters to the Chicago Bulls. And that's how he got Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Right. And the fact that you have the kind of the same story, you just took a chance. Hey, would you come down here? You know, I mean, people would probably be like, yeah, I don't think I'm ready.
Yeah.
Hey, let's be honest. You weren't ready.
No.
But you did it anyway.
I remember being nervous as hell.
Oh,
I remember driving.
I'm nervous to hear the story.
I remember driving to the gym and thinking, like, I felt like it was game time, like butterflies. Like, what am I going to do with this guy? Like,
yeah.
And this is, I'm 3 weeks in. I'm like, man, like, okay, then they start getting some, like, Sports Illustrated's coming to shoot today. So I'm like, oh, shoot, like, I got to be great. Like, I got to be on. And, yeah, like, some of the bigger name guys, I was like, man, am I capable of doing this? Am I able to do, like, that's the head trash, this thinking that we all have.
Sure. And so, obviously, that's a piece of that business, Fitness Quest.
Sure.
10 in the back in the day. But that probably wasn't what paid the bills. I would imagine it's general population, moms and dads coming in and training.
Yeah.
So how did that shift happen? So, and do you still have Fitness Quest? I don't even know the story here.
So it's 25 years later, right?
Yeah.
And man, it's like my firstborn son. You know, it's like I get emotional because I do. But in year 2020, there was this thing called the pandemic.
Yeah. Small glitch.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if you knew, but
there was this thing. Maybe you haven't heard of it or you blocked it out. Jeez. But 98% of our people, we grew a team of up to 42 trainers and coaches and people of training, because 98% of them were non-athletes.
Sure.
The moms and the dads. My niche happened to be with the athletes. And I love working with the everyday Donna Dickinson of the world, though, too, like the everyday people. And 2020 hit, and it was the first time in a long time that I had been stricken with some just extreme adversity going beyond the pandemic. I was going into the pandemic burnout. I was going hard. I've been, you know, teaching and speaking around multiple continents, and I loved it. But I Monday through Friday train, hit the plane, go speak on Saturday, come home Sunday, and I'm in the gym. I didn't want anyone to know I was away, and I was pushing hard for 20 years. So I went in exhausted, it just took a dive from there, and it got pretty dark for a long time. I had my second knee replacement in 2020, December of 2020. I, 6 weeks after that, started experiencing debilitating back pain that I honestly thought I would die.
Oh, man.
It was that bad. Like, I told my wife, I said, I don't know, man. Like, I think I got to get out of Fitness Quest 10. I need to, like, move to Montana and get away. I just need space. I'm exhausted. I'm burnt out. I just had my second knee replacement, my right one in 2018, my left one in 2020. My back now has a 42-degree curvature in the spine. It's completely compressed. The doctor said, did you serve in Afghanistan, because your back looks like a grenade went off in it? I said, no, I didn't. I didn't serve, unfortunately. Yeah. And they said, well, you need a 14-hour surgery, and it's not going to be good. You're going to need to take a year off from your life. And my life is flashing in front of me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you're physically in pain, your mind ain't right. And I just written a book called Get Your Mind Right. I'm known to the athletes as Mr. Get Your Mind Right. Like, get your mind right, get your mind right, get your mind right. I've been preaching that for decades. And all of a sudden now, Mr. Get Your Mind Right, mine wasn't right. Right? Like, I need to read my own book.
Yeah.
Right? But this wasn't like months. This was 2020, 21, 22, and I'm lost. Here I am. I just turned 50. I'm like, dude, what the heck is going on? I got all this success and all this stuff, but, like, yeah. I was doing a lot of praying, man. Like, God, what are you leading me to? How can I serve better? Because I'm shot. I'm exhausted. I'm fatigued. I don't know what. Should I move to Montana and just be done? And I just kept, like, getting more and more quiet time and hearing, like, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And I'll just fast forward for the sake of time. 3.5 years later, I run into a gal named Gabrielle Lyon. I don't know if you know Gabrielle.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But Gabrielle, we're at this conference down with Rory Vaden, and small. It was like six people. It wasn't even a conference. It was a very small, intimate.
It's a meeting.
A meeting.
Yeah.
Literally. And we all shared like personal, like how we're doing physically, mentally, and I was real.
Good.
And I was like, man, I'm not good. They're like, wait, what? You got all this? What do you mean? You got, you train these guys? You got this? You got that? I'm like, no, Lake, listen, I'm a hurting. Mm-hmm. And Gabrielle, and I didn't even know her beforehand. She looks at me. She goes, stick out your tongue for a second. I'm like, what? Stick my tongue? What are you talking about? She looks at my ears. Yeah. She's, what size neck you have? I'm like, 17 and a half. She goes, did your wife ever tell you stop breathing at night? I'm like,
oh,
I'm okay. Like, yeah, she does. But I just kind of dismiss it and tell her I'm trying to be quiet. Right? I'm like making it a joke.
Yeah.
And she goes, you have sleep apnea. I'm like, sleep apnea? That's fake old fat guys, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She goes, no. She goes, I got 30-year-old Navy SEALs that have it. Big, thick neck, athlete. She goes, you have sleep apnea. I'm telling you, you do. I'm like, I don't have sleep apnea. I knew of sleep apnea, but I never really studied it. Mm-hmm. Well, I went home to San Diego, got tested, and they determined that I had stopped breathing that night, 6 hours and 10 minutes of sleep. I stopped breathing 120 times for between 20 to 52 seconds with each episode.
Wow.
And I'm like,
that's like the whole time.
I'm like, wait a second. I was after that. Tim, I was like,
do the math.
I was like, wait a second. The doctor said, go out in your pool, put a brick over your head, and tread water for 6 hours and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And while you're treading water with a brick over your head, stop breathing 120 times for 20 to 52 seconds and get out and let me know how you feel.
Yeah.
I promise you, I got emotional. I said, that's exactly how I feel. That's exactly, I had not been, I was like, do I have an autoimmune disease? There's something going on. I'm like, that's exactly how I feel. He goes, well, listen, there is hope, and you're going to need to get a CPAP, and you need to treat this thing, because without it, you could die. It's called the silent killer. And I'm thinking of all the athletes and all the people I work with, big, thick necks. Oh, yeah, and yeah. I'm thinking, holy sheesh. Now, listen, I didn't miss workouts for 3.5 years because I would do what you're supposed to do. I'd caffeinate up in the morning. I'd go down to the gym because you're supposed to go to the gym, and I wasn't sleeping, but I was exhausted. So I was like on this downward spiral trying to like save the world and save myself and everything else, but I was so shot. First night of wearing that CPAP, I, no joke, I woke up and I said, holy sheesh, Melanie, I'm back.
I'm amazing, back. Isn't it? Wow.
This is what it's supposed to be like.
I was like, yeah. I feel like it's me. I haven't felt like this in years, like way before the pandemic. I haven't felt like this. And that was the start of something like really, really special, because since 2020, end of 23, when I started getting treated just almost 2 years ago, that was the start of, well, my chapter now. But I went through hell for 3.5 years, man. It was a tough. Now, you wouldn't know because I wasn't saying anything, because I didn't want to do what was happening the first time with my back when I was playing football. Hey, Todd, how's your back? How's your back? How's your back? I'm not my back. I'm like a whole spiritual being. Like, I'm not just my back. So I didn't tell anyone. My inner circle knew, but I have a back brace on, and I was training people. It was my happy zone. And I'd be crouching in the universal coaching position. And like, man, they'd be like, coach, you're coaching your tail off these days. I'm like, yeah, it's the only position I feel good in. Right? So that's the story of like what brings me up to today. But it was some really, really dark, dark moments.
Well, you feel like shit, right? And Gabrielle Lyon. Well, yeah. Applaud her. Yeah, we saw her speak at Ben's event.
Ben Newman.
Yeah. Amazing, right? And she nailed it, right?
She nailed it, because I was going to doctors like, doc, and here's the thing. Thank God we have great allopathic doctors. But I was going to my primary saying, doc, I'm exhausted. And she would say this, Todd, it's the middle of a pandemic. You're stressed. You're not sleeping good. You're stressed as heck. You need to reduce your stress. I hate to say this, but I throw my hands up like, doc, come on. Like, I'm not going to change. Like, I'm trying to save people. I'm doing everything I can.
Sure.
Yeah, reduce your stress. You hear that all the time. But I knew in my gut it wasn't that. It was something deeper. But she never said, maybe you have sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Sure.
it's weird that they just, they stay in their little box, right? And I guess that's with every coach, right? You only know what you know.
That's it.
And so, yeah, that's, I mean, crazy story. I'm sure that's happening more than we realize out there in the public, right?
Well, now I'm like, I should be an advocate for the sleep apnea association because I talk about it all the time because, you know, you look at people, oh, you're healthy. But how many people do we run into? Like, I'm exhausted and I'm fatigued. And just because you're exhausted, fatigued doesn't mean you have sleep apnea, obviously. But it might behoove some people to get tested because someone says, hey, you stop breathing in the middle of the night or you wake up and you're kind of, you know, you woke up because you had occluded
your... So how do you get tested? Do you go to like a sleep study? Like mm-hmm. they watch you sleep?
Well, no. Nowadays, it's really simple. You go and you pick up a kit and you do it at your own, in your own bed.
Like
it's
a
kit.
Like a wearable or something?
Yep, exactly right. It's a wearable.
Does the Aura ring, like... You have an Aura ring. I used to have one.
Yeah, I mean, that should give you at least, you know, some indication.
Well,
you know, for your HRV and things like that being off. But is it going to tell you that that's what's happening?
No, it won't. And I love Aura rings and Whoop bands and that, but they won't detect sleep apnea because during this, every time that breathing stopped, my oxygen levels went down to like 76, 77. That's not good.
Sure.
So what happens is they say, to go one step deeper on it. My dad died of a heart attack when he was 58. And I'm like, I don't want to be like my dad in that regard.
Worse.
But what happens is if I would have had a heart attack, let's say at 54, they'd be like, oh man, Jerkin genetic. Had a heart attack. It's genetic. But here's the thing. I didn't die. Well, I died of a heart attack, but the heart attack was caused by years, maybe decades of... Finally, the heart says, listen, I'm tapping out. I can't take it anymore. I'm not getting enough oxygen. I can't even recover at night. So the stress on the heart over years and years and years, boom. So I do believe there's a lot of people out there, even with heart issues that, well, where's the root of the problem? Could become from sleep apnea.
Yeah. I saw that happen firsthand with my dad. I mean, my dad was similar situation. He was spending just days after days after days just like, no energy, dad. I mean, and he's a workhorse, you know what I mean? So like to watch him go from just outworking the pain, outworking the whatever to not being able to get off the couch because he's literally just bogged down so bad. That study changed.
That's it.
It opened the doors to where he's at now.
Sponsored by the Sleep Apnea Association.
No, but seriously, because here's the thing. If you have it, it's called the silent killer for a reason, like because most people don't know they have it. And if you have it and you don't know it, it could kill you. And for me, fortunately, they found it. And again, it has given me my second life because since that time in the last year and a half, I'm on a mission.
Attention gym owners. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show. Well, I love it. Let's hear about this new mission. You got the hat on. Travis over here. Everybody's rocking this Impact
X. I got my man Travis Barnes in the house.
There he is behind the camera.
Yep.
So what's this all about?
Man, like, listen, during this 3.5 year period, I went really deep on my faith. And I've always been a man of faith, but I never really outwardly like was out like, this is why I started Fitness Quest 10. And we've always been a faith-based business with, you know, good values. But during this time of so much adversity, I turned to my faith deeper than ever before. I also am blessed that I've trained several very, very well-known pastors. Pastor David Jeremiah is an icon in the Christian world, and he's been a mentor of mine for over a decade now. Pastor Miles McPherson is someone who I've been going to church with him for 27 years, and we do Bible study every Monday nights. These people were on my inner circle during this whole time, and we did a lot of prayer and a lot of just going through some tough, tough times, and including Pastor Jay. But this all came to after the sleep apnea diagnosis of, all right, God, what's the next step? What's the next chapter? What's the next phase? And I got clarity over a period of months of like, listen, my divine uniqueness is as a coach. That's what makes me who I am. It's what makes me happy. I love coaching. I love coaching. When I speak, I'm a coach who speaks.
Sure.
As an author, I've written several books. I'm an author. I'm a coach who likes to write. Like everything I do, I'm a coach at heart. And I said, you know what? I've kind of been out of the game because during this tough time, I sold a portion of Fitness Quest 10. The majority portion is now to my business partner, Jeff. And it was because during this, when I was like doing soul searching, like I might die, I got to figure an exit strategy before I croak. And a certain part of my soul was missing after that. Like, man, like
I. Because he sold it off. Yeah.
Sure. Sold it off. And I'm like, wait, everything I built is now like no longer mine.
Mine, yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Why did this happen? And how did this happen? Well, I'm like, all right, let's put your eyes forward because you got to make your dreams bigger than your memories. And I'm like, we're going to create something way bigger than just having one great studio in San Diego, California. We're going to create lighthouses. We're going to create these lighthouses where we can spread light, positivity, optimism, hope all through health, fitness, and coaching. And that's what the lighthouses is. So I started dreaming and thinking and writing and journaling of like, be the light, because in a world full of darkness, how can we use a gym as a sanctuary, which for 20 years, I'd always used Fitness Quest 10 as the sanctuary, and people would flock to that. I'm like, now it's not just San Diego. I want to get these sanctuaries and lighthouses all over the country. And hence, in 2024, just a year ago, we started Impact X Performance. When I shared my vision with Travis Barnes, who had started another franchise called Journey 333, he's like, wait a second. You're going to combine fitness, recovery, coaching, and faith? Faith, fitness, recovery, and coaching? I said, absolutely, I'm going. He's like, let's join forces and let's go. And that's what we've done the last year. We've been going hard at making these lighthouses special. We have 6, soon to be 7, and 8 are coming up. And the next year plus, we want to really spread lighthouses throughout America and bring more light to communities where there's 300-400 people in a community working out in recovery, in optimization, and have the opportunity, if they choose, to go deeper on their faith. They don't need to. We have people from all walks of faith, atheist, agnostic, Muslim, Hindu, Christian. We have everyone. But if you want more faith from the Christian standpoint, we have opportunities that one could opt in and receive that. So there's some fellowship, additional fellowship and chapel services that are available for people. Because listen, I've been through it. I've been around a long time. I've had clients die. I've had athletes of mine commit suicide, which spurred a whole, my Impact Foundation, nonprofit 501(c), of like, This is going to shine light. This is going to be different, and it's not just a group training and recovery. We got a cold plunge and a sauna type thing. There's going to be some depth and soul here that we want to change lives, and we want to do it in a great way. And that's what Travis and I are deployed to do, and that's what we've been doing. And we're excited for the future.
Heck yeah!
Dang, that again. That's news to me. So Travis over there, he can't talk. So you guys are partnered on up on this deal. The mission is how many? What are we looking at? What's the big goal?
One more. one the more. Power of one.
The like, next one.
Yeah. It's funny. I love the mountains. When I'm away in the mountains, I think big. I'm like, man, we're going to have 500 of these lighthouses someday.
Sure.
But then I'm like, right now, I'm so in the weeds. Like, we're in the weeds, and I'm going to be bringing one to San Diego here soon. In 2026, I'm tasked with, I'm going to bring a lighthouse to San Diego, an Impact X Performance lighthouse in San Diego. And we hope to announce sometime soon. Again, I'm on a hunt right now for that location. But we've got North Carolina. We've got 2 in North Carolina popping up. We've got 6 states covered, and I don't know, man. And when I say one more, it's like we just want to find great people who are using fitness and recovery as a tool to change lives in a very holistic mindset, because it is a holistic franchise in that perspective. So I'd love to say 100 or 500. I'm like, just focus on making great people, one more, the power of one more. And it's not about the number. It's about the people who are inside of each one, and that we can make some significant impact at each one.
Yeah, in a different way, you know, besides just fitness, right?
Yeah.
We have a one of our coaching clients does faith, family, fitness, right? The four F's.
Four F.
Fitness, faith, family.
Man, I wish I knew offhand.
Could be finances.
It could be finances.
But I always say philanthropy with an F. I always say like
the fitness world, that kind of might work, right?
Exactly. Right.
Super cool, man. I mean, honest, great journey. Thanks for sharing all that. That's a tremendous story. Some adversity in there. I mean, from you know, everybody from the outside sees you like, man, Todd's doing all this cool stuff. You were on a TV show. Remember that trainer? Oh, yeah. I mean, I think you won the damn thing.
Strong.
Did you win the whole thing?
I got to the finals and my back gave out. My darn back.
I was like, Todd's on the damn show. He's going to win the damn thing.
Yeah, it's competing. I still love competing.
You're like one of the older dudes on there, too.
I was the oldest.
See?
And I was like, all right, I'm going to represent the old dudes.
Yeah, you killed it, man.
But again, you get some wisdom along the way. And that was a lot of fun. That was 2016, 17.
And then the back blew out. Damn, back.
Back. But here's what I say. My back is, some people say we're kryptonite, but my back has always been my barometer to check it in. And like, now I talk to my back. Like, all right, back.
How are we doing?
Like, I literally have a relationship with my back because it tells me now and I'm stressed or I got too much going on. Listen, I say this all the time. I'm like many of you who are going to face adversity, there's going to be a point I'm going to need a back surgery. I haven't had the 14-hour back surgery. People are like, how in 2020 did you get diagnosed and they say you need a 14-hour back surgery and you haven't had it? I can't tell you all the things I did for my back because I did pretty much everything you could possibly think of along with some divine healing because the pain I was in, I wasn't just sleeping because I had sleep apnea. I was in so much physical pain, I couldn't walk to the mailbox. Like, and I had pain medicine. It was bad. And I was ready for surgery until the pain went away. And I'm just blessed right now. When you say, hey, every day, like if I'm not in pain, I'm good. And there's going to be a day when that thing, you know, I'm going to go on a different journey to heal that. And I'll share that as well because I've shared a lot of this openly and true strength. The book I wrote about this 3.5 year period, hardest book. I had 6 books. That was the hardest book I had to write because I shared my guts.
Damn.
Shared all the things that people don't know. Like you said, like, oh, you got all together, or this or that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to feel like a hypocrite if I do this. I just came out with a book called Coaching Greatness. If I have Coaching Greatness and they think, oh, he's got it easy. He's coaching all these people. You have no idea of the stuff I had to endure like most people. Most people... Well, everyone's got something. Everyone's got something. But most people go through some tough times in their life, and hopefully it's not right now as you listen in that you're going through it. But how do you persevere and go through things when it's really, really dark and deep? And I actually, last week, side note, I went to prison.
Okay.
I went to prison.
Let's hear it.
I don't know why I like saying that, but it's not a good thing, but it's a great thing. I went to prison because I met a guy named Bob Goff. Bob Goff wrote a book called Love Does. Bob Goff, who is extremely popular, well-known, he's in San Diego, and a good friend of mine, Jody, runs his foundation. They have prison ministries, and we went to San Quentin State Prison up in Northern California. And when they asked me to go, I'm like, absolutely, I would love to go. Not that I've always wanted to go to prison, but I told my wife, Melanie, I'm like, we're going to prison. She's like, I ain't going to prison. No, we're not going to prison. I'm like, no, we have to. We're being called to. I'm like, we are being called to go. She went with me, and we had 10 of us, I think it was 10, go to San Quentin State Prison, many lifers in prison. And it was a life-transforming experience, guys. And Randy and Tim, when I tell you this, like, I want our Impact Foundation out to do some prison ministry. Like, we've been giving back to mental health and suicide prevention. I just shared that on our podcast about my wife's brother committed suicide years ago. So part of our foundation is for suicide prevention. But now I'm like, man, going into prison, it was a really surreal, life-transforming experience to work with these men who have life sentences. And to hear their stories and how much impact they can have on people, I was inspired by them. And they're coming to me in tears like, oh, my God, your story of, you know, what I was sharing about Live a Life Worth Telling, a story about what's your story, that's so, you know, empowering. I'm like, no, the fact that you say someday when you get out in 10 years, because some of them have been in there for 20 plus years,
yeah,
I just want a wife and a child and a home. That's all I want. And I'm thinking, huh, what a jerk I am.
Perspective.
Right? Yeah. Perspective.
Sure.
Like, oh, yeah.
We've got so much. All these guys want is freedom and a wife and a kid and a roof over their head. That's all they want. That's their dream. And it was all about ambitions. What's your ambition? What's your dream? And then what's your fear? What's holding you back? And I'm like, interesting. Really interesting perspective about these guys who are spending their life or a good part of their life in prison. Like, how can I do more? What can my wife and I, what can we do through the foundation more to help back? To me, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, is what can we do? ImpactX Performance. We have a nonprofit side of that where we can give back and serve institutions and prisons and that aspect of, like, we want to, when I say be the light, it's not just like we have a light shining in the gym. Like, let's go out. Let's get out into the communities and really, I don't know, I'm getting choked up, but like, do good stuff.
Sure. Sure.
Good stuff, like stuff that's changing the world. Like, we need that. It's not just a gym. By the way, I love being at your gym here. And the people here, I could tell, like, great hearts and souls. And that becomes contagious about these people leave here better people. And they go out and they're better husbands and wives.
Sure.
They're better parents. And like, okay, let's magnify that. Let's take all the gyms around the country, around the world, and like, how do we be a beacon? Because fitness is just a way to amplify goodness.
Yeah, I mean, I guess as the older we get, I mean, I'm aging too, brother, and you start reflecting on everything, right? And it's like, what's important?
Yeah,
because you know, when you're younger, you're just grinding it out, right? Yeah. Let's just get it done, let's make some money, and yeah. But as you get older, yeah, you start figuring out that man, maybe I should be doing something else, called to a bigger mission. So, I mean, I agree with you, man. And the fact that you kind of went through all those things, and now you're open to everything, right? Yeah. You're just willing to go to the prisons. I don't know if I would do it. I mean, seems a little crazy, but yeah, I mean, unless Johnny Cash was going for Folsom Prison.
I had been asked by Pastor Miles in the early 2000s to go to prison ministry, and I gave him excuse like five times.
Okay,
like,
okay.
I wasn't ready. I was like, no, I got to work that day or this or that. I had every
I'm
excuse.
I'm busy that day.
I had every excuse.
Yeah.
But when Bob Goff asked, there wasn't a hesitation. I knew I needed to go. I needed to get inside and really see. I'd never been in a prison. And, you know, when I think about that, and even hear my business partner, Travis, read his book, he shares his life story, which is amazing and inspirational. Just read his book. And going in prison to me was, I felt humbled, man. I felt humbled. Like, the responsibility is great to help these men and help people who aren't yet in prison to make better choices and not do dumb things. Because these guys own their, I mean, they shared what they had done, like, vividly, and they shared it. And, like, we made mistakes and we're willing to pay the price. Whereas I had heard that everyone in prison is innocent. Not one guy said that.
Really? They knew what they did.
They're like, hey, this is what I did. I did it, and they said it. And I'm like, good for you for owning it.
Yeah. Damn.
Good for you for owning it. So
couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
I don't even want to hear it.
Well, yeah. I guess I'll just share this, you know, to end that story, but I wouldn't have the same perspective if I hadn't been through 3.5 years of hell.
Sure.
Like, that time set me to where I'm at now with, like, very, I've always been purpose driven, but now it's like a mission. Like, you know,
it's good.
If I was to die, and being around the last few weeks of all the craziness in the country reminds me of, like, man, we need good men and women out there doing good things and spreading great messages. And the beautiful thing about fitness is it's always been like the common denominator. It brings in everyone, right? I don't care what your political affiliation is, your religious affiliation, like, come work out, get a great workout. You know, if it's IXP, you got the recovery aspect, and let's just be better men and women on that. And that's what fitness is. And that's what I'm being called to do with IXP, is we want to grow this bad boy. We want to put them all over the country and plant lighthouses and make these boys and girls and men and women better people.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, that saying, the person who has their health has many dreams. The one that doesn't have their health has one dream. that was you, man. You had, you don't realize how important feeling good is. Mm. Good Lord, right? You just take it for granted. And yep. then till one day your legs get blasted out from under you. And then you're like, whoa, nothing else matters, right? You're just trying to feel better. So the fact you're feeling better now, you can just be clear on everything. I think that's awesome. Glad to see you doing good, Todd. Honestly, man, I look up to you, and you know, I looked up to you for a long time and followed your journey and stuff. And it's just, you know, thanks for sharing all that with us, man. Well, you didn't have to. So,
well, thank you. Yeah. It's and you too, Tim. Congrats on all your success mm-hmm. and what you're doing to change so many lives. And Randy, to come over here and see what you guys are doing, it's really inspiring. It's one thing at a time, but I gotta say, when you're going through your journey in life and you're listening today, wherever you're at, whether you're young, you're older, you realize who's around you is really important, and who mm-hmm. you're doing life with is an important aspect. And many times we want things to go faster. We want to get there quicker. Sure. Like, hey, I want those 100 layouts like next year.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
let's go.
Like,
right?
Yeah. Like sometimes it's a little probably not gonna happen like that. But I often try to catch myself, just pause, reflect, get some mellow yellow time, and think about all the good that's out there and around us, because it's really easy to find the things that aren't good, right, and all the mm-hmm. stuff that's going on. So I say congrats to you guys and what you're doing to spread so much light. And, again, just being here at the gym, seeing it here, I know it goes beyond that. But thank you guys, and thanks for having me in there. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, glad you're here.
Yeah, kind of a surprise. So thanks for coming in, Todd, and Travis, appreciate you, man. So hopefully, guys, listen, if you want to follow Todd, we'll put his link, maybe his Instagram, in the show notes, so you can grab that link from him and give him a follow, see what they're doing over there at Impact X Performance. Todd, thanks for coming in, man.
Yes, sir. Thanks, brother Tim.
All right, that's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show.
Peace. Bye.
All right, thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link, and keep building something great, and we'll see you in the next episode.